Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by good friends at the Bomb Factory, the home for Fight Night, which is 1 month away, at the end of August, the 29th. We'll be at the Bomb Factory, and they sponsor this segment where we take a look at the big entertainment acts coming to Dallas-Fort Worth over the next 7 days. We have five candidates this week. We'll run through each one of them, and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town. All right, candidate number one, Wednesday night at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving. It's my dear friend, who I've not run into in a long time, Alice Cooper.
Do we make any progress on getting him on the show?
We are still endeavoring to get him on the program.
Why can't we get him on?
I figured you could
just text him.
Yeah, why don't you just text him and get him to come on?
Believe me, we've been trying. We've been endeavoring to get him on.
I hate that word. Just stop it.
I don't know if you guys know the story, but I literally ran into Alice Cooper at the Detroit airport. This is about 15 years ago, and I was at the newsstand looking at a magazine, and I put the magazine down. I grabbed my bag. I turned around to leave, and I bumped straight into someone, and I took a step back, and I said, "Hey, you're Alice Cooper."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Yeah." And then we just went our separate ways.
And he later recalled that story to someone.
Yeah, P1 Chad played golf with him recently down Houston way, and he got Alice Cooper's version of our run-in.
"Hey, did I ever tell you about the time I met Craig Miller?"
"No."
"Oh, yeah, I was in an airport in Detroit, and I was buying magazines, and I turned around, bumped into him, and I said, 'Hey, you're Craig Miller.' And he said, 'Yeah,' and he walked away."
"No way."
"Yeah, he just walked away."
"Unbelievable."
"I didn't even get his autograph."
"Unbelievable."
So it happened. We just have different versions.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I recognized him. He thinks he recognized me.
Did it kind of creep you out as a kid?
Yes. Absolutely. That creepy makeup you'd wear. He creeps me out now just with his melt face.
Melt face?
He's got melt face. Yeah.
He is 71.
Whoa. Got a pretty good voice, though.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he would... I remember watching some footage of him when I was a kid, and he was up on stage, and he had a crutch, and he was beating a chicken to death with it or something. I forget. Something crazy.
Is that when he was on The Muppets?
No, not on The Muppets. School's Out Forever.
Love that song as a kid.
What is that? It's not pandering to the crowd.
I just got a text from one of my sources, and he says, "We are endeavoring so hard to get Alice Cooper on the program."
Never know. Could happen.
Yeah, you do know. It's not going to happen.
All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week. Thursday night at the House of Blues, Carly Rae Jepsen.
All right. That's a great song.
This is a great song.
Let's go for that song alone.
That break in the middle, I love.
Tell me, baby. Do you have other catchy songs?
No.
No,
you gotta hear that middle part.
Her nickname is One Hit Wonder.
Forward it to the end of this chorus.
So, actually, Good Time made it to number 8. And I Really Like You is a top 40 hit.
Hey, I really like you.
That's not how it goes.
but this is crazy.
So this is the part I love. All right, crank it up. I actually think those are great lyrics. I think about the apples.
What are they again?
Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. I missed you so bad. I missed you so, so bad.
What's so great about that?
And you should know that.
Repetition and bluntness, plainness, playing with timeline, those elements.
Yeah, I get the first part, the I missed you before you came into my life. That's interesting. But the rest of it?
Yeah. The simplicity and repetition and the monosyllabic nature of it, I think, makes it good.
It's a good song. Let's go home just so we can hear this one song.
Justin Bieber was the one that made this so famous because he tweeted out that he thought this was the catchiest song of all time before anybody had ever heard of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Before this got started?
And then it took off.
I like the version she did with the Roots, too. Well, they're all playing little kids' instruments.
I hate the ending of it when they do the slowdown thing at the very end. That's weird. That was a miscalculation. Yeah. Kind of like that last verse of that Don Henley song when...
That's fine.
He goes...
Leave it alone. Which one?
It was...
Yeah. You're complaining about the second verse.
It's like the third verse, I think. When he like, it's such a tacked-on thing.
What song?
Heart of the Matter?
Heart of the Matter.
Yeah.
He has a couple good verses, and the last one, all of a sudden, he's preaching about something else. He's off on some different subject.
How did you use Carly Rae Jepsen as a platform to torpedo Don Henley?
Yeah, no kidding.
I think that line's fine. Canada 3, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at Dos Equis Pavilion. It's a twin bill featuring Blink 182 and Lil Wayne.
Oh my God.
Heard this one a lot in our kids' bedrooms about 12 years ago or so.
Oh boy, were they all into this?
Oh yeah. We love Blink 182.
God, so stressed. Nuts. Does it drive you nuts, George?
No, I didn't mind it.
Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha.
It's all right. Yeah, I kind of like Blink 182.
Okay. What's happening? Such smile.
And Lil Wayne, huh?
Smile singing. Come home.
Work sucks. I know.
What are their other big hits? They had a few, didn't they?
Yeah, they had three or four.
And they're different from Bowling for Soup, right? That's a different group.
Yeah. Bowling for Soup's from Denton.
Yeah, they're good P1s.
Uh-oh. What's the name of this one, Jer?
What's My Age Again?
Oh, yeah.
Off Enema of the State, 1999.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I made a joke about that recently, and it didn't go anywhere. Was that on the air?
No, that wasn't.
Very similar to what we just heard.
Yeah.
What's my name again? What's my age again?
So you've had to hear this from behind.
Oh, yeah.
A few closed
driving
doors.
Driving in the car, and yeah. I didn't mind it. All right, that's Candidate 3. Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving. It's a triple header featuring MC Hammer,
yes.
Kid and Play, and yes. Two Live Crew.
Yes.
You can't touch this.
We can get tickets to this, couldn't we?
If we were home.
Can't touch this.
How's Kid Hammer still doing? A big P1?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't touch this.
Man, I thought MC Hammer was the coolest dude. awesome dance move where he just put his hands on his hips and
the skirt crab walk across the screen.
Yes.
Damn, man.
That was so great.
Every kid bought hammer pants.
Yeah. I don't know, he just took this riff, but he still did great things with it. This is an awesome song.
In 1991, Hammer's peak earning year, he took home $33 million.
Pretty good.
Today, he is worth $1.5 million.
Yeah, he burned through all of it.
Yeah. He must have picked some bad mutual funds or something. What happened? Do you guys know? What?
Filed for bankruptcy in 1996. I don't think it had anything to do with mutual funds.
Really? He didn't do some like mid-caps that maybe went south on him? Or
boy, a lot of back taxes owed.
Uh-oh.
A lot of flamboyant living. Luxury sports cars, airplanes.
It was never going to end. He just had an endless supply of money and hits coming his way. He didn't see the end coming. Too legit to quit. That's why we pray. Man, I love that whole record. It's great.
Wasn't he a bad boy for the A's?
He was. Yeah.
What a life.
That's where you got to start, being a bad boy for the A's?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then he danced down the first base by putting his hands on his hips. And went, wow, that guy's got something.
Look at that crab walk and clown pants. No one's ever come up with that before. What's going on?
Hammer time.
All right, and finally, Candidate 5, big show coming to town this week. Saturday night at Dos Equis Pavilion, Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah. You know what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what it is.
Black, yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow.
Okay. Norm. Norm knows what it is.
Khalifa is open about his use of cannabis and has claimed in many interviews that he spends $10,000 a month on cannabis and smokes daily.
Whoa, $10,000 a month?
Yeah,
man.
Isn't that a lot?
It's a pretty big pot budget.
I haven't priced pot out recently. When was the last time you guys priced out pot?
Well, I was going to ask you guys, would you like to go to a shop since we're in California?
Oh, and it's legal. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
You want to do that as a field trip?
Do I dare try pot again?
Come on, let's do it.
You know, I don't like shop. I don't like the marijuana. And the times that I've tried it, it just makes me feel like hell.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel like I'm getting ripped off in life because this is such a magical, fantastic thing that the entire world enjoys.
It's everywhere.
And for some reason, it does not agree with me.
Yeah, I'm waiting until I retire and grow my hair out really long like Nelly and start.
Have you never tried it, George?
No.
Come on, you got to try it on this trip.
You got to do it on this. I'll do it if you do it then.
It's legal.
That's on fleek. It's totally legal.
Yeah.
You'll go out and have a beer.
I'll probably freak out.
Right?
Yeah.
So why don't you go out and have a gummy bear?
Although people do freak out a lot more on edibles than they do smoking it. It's your body processes it completely differently when you eat it versus when you smoke it.
Yes.
Come on, man.
It does.
Didn't you have a bad reaction to it?
Yes, I did.
Recently, right?
You thought
yes,
it was a chicken.
I did.
What was that story?
Recently and not so recently.
Did it feel different each time, or did you freak out the same way?
The worst time was in Amsterdam, where it is also legal.
Right.
And I had a muffin there.
Yeah.
And I was told it would just be a chill experience. And
right.
It was like an 8-hour acid trip. It was awful.
Really?
I wanted it to end 10 minutes in.
Okay, wait. Can you tell some of this in the corner? I know we got to finish the biggest show, but I want to hear about this because I have some observations about my time on it.
Okay,
too.
Sure. All right, let's vote then.
And
biggest
then we got to convince George to try it.
Guys are druggies. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number 1 tomorrow night at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Alice Cooper? Candidate 2 Thursday at the House of Blues, Carly Rae Jepsen? Candidate 3 Friday at Dos Equis, Blink 182 and Lil Wayne? Candidate 4 Friday at Toyota Music Factory in Irving, MC Hammer, 2 Live Crew, and Kid and Play? Or candidate 5 Saturday at Dos Equis, Wiz Khalifa? George.
I go Wiz.
Gordo.
I see what you did there. I'm going to go with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Sean.
Before you came into my life.
Carly Rae.
Jer.
The Hammer.
Fernando.
Habitat.
Alice Cooper.
I also will vote for my dear friend Alice Cooper. So that leaves us tied. Donovan, Alice Cooper, or Carly Rae Jepsen? All right, Donovan cast the deciding vote, and it's Alice Cooper. So biggest show coming to town this week is tomorrow night at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Alice Cooper.
But, Craig, you talked about taking George to a pot shop and getting him higher than blank.
Well, all three of us, since we're in California, I think that would be a good Musers field trip.
And I'm on record as I do not like the pot. Every time I've tried it, it just makes me feel bad and icky, and it makes me feel like I'm on a heartburn roller coaster. It's and I thought this stuff's supposed to feel good and fun and happy and relaxing, and it's none of those things for me.
Have you done edibles or just smoked?
Yeah, I've done edibles too.
Huh.
And I don't know whether I have the body chemistry that doesn't react well with it,
right,
which really sucks because it's something that so many people seem to love, and I happen to be born with my one body that decomposes into a mattress and doesn't like pot. But, you, Junior, you took edibles, and I mentioned the fact that edibles process in the body differently than smoking it, and more people have bad reactions on edibles than they do from smoking pot. And the couple times that you've done edibles was not fun.
The first time I did edibles, because I tried smoking it in college 3 or 4 times, and it never did anything. Didn't impact me at all.
Not even negatively.
Negatively, positively, it's like I had done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, what's the big deal? I can't get a high off of this, so I never tried it again. But when I made my first trip to Amsterdam 15 years ago, where it's legal, went to a shop, bought a muffin, mm-hmm, and the lady at the counter said, this will give you a 2-hour chill high. Won't be anything to it.
Be fun. Be relaxed.
It'll be fun. You'll be relaxed. Mm. So eat the muffin. Wait 45 minutes. Went to a bar. And I said, let's be in a bar where this hits us, just in case it hits us hard or whatever. And so 45 minutes in, like they always say, it takes 45 minutes. And almost to the second,
mm-hmm,
it's 45 minutes in. It's really weird how you're looking at your watch. Yeah, it's been 44 minutes.
It's nothing, man. This sucks.
I haven't felt anything.
God.
And then it hits you right at 45 minutes. And I guess I ate too much, or because it was Amsterdam, it was really strong. But it was like an 8-hour acid trip, and time was going so slowly, and I felt like I was on this giant top of a wave, and then I would crash down, then a huge top of a wave, then crash down, then I would get super giggly, then I would get freezing cold, and I was snuggling up next to this radiator that the table was by in the bar, and then I got super, super paranoid that everyone in the bar knew that I was freaking out. And then I would ask, well, how much time has it been?
3 minutes.
It's only been 30 seconds since I last asked you what time it was. Are you kidding me? And after 10 minutes.
You wanted it to end.
I wanted it to end.
That's what I do when I get.
And it went 8 more hours.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
No.
8 more hours.
I spend all of my time when I've had. The last time I did it was out here, as a matter of fact. It was one of these training camps, probably 6 years ago or something. It was with some old buddies that I knew from back in the day and everything, and he had some pot, and I said, okay, I hate it. Oh, no, try that. This happens every time. This is the whole reason I ever do
right
pot
stuff
again, is because someone says, no, you didn't try the right. This is the stuff. This is special. And I go, okay, I'll try it. And I end up regretting it every single time, because 5 minutes into when it hits me, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I want it to end. And then I have to sit there for the next 6 hours waiting for this stuff to wear off.
Go in the water.
So I've tried to revisit since. And in Colorado a couple of years ago, I finally got the dosage right. And if you get the dosage right, it's fine. And all I did was laugh and giggle. Can you imagine how giggly he'd be?
Oh, my gosh.
If we got his
George
dosage right.
Nuts.
All right, we're going to revisit this topic. We got to go, though. We're going to talk more about making a Musers field trip to a dispensary here in California, because it's
we
legal.
We need to do it.
All right, coming up next, it's David Moore with with today's camp report. Let's talk about the signing of Alfred Morris.